Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into Life After Google by George Gilder, an exploration of the evolving digital landscape beyond the reign of tech giants. Gilder, a pioneering economic and technological thinker with over 40 years of insight, who has penned 19 influential books, invites us to consider a future shaped not by centralized platforms like Google, but by the cryptocosm. This concept is based on blockchain technology, which promises a revolutionary shift towards individual control over data and security online. Life After Google critically assesses how Google's model, though once revolutionary, is increasingly scrutinized for its shortcomings in security and privacy. Gilder argues that we are on the cusp of a new era in technology, where the decentralized architecture of blockchain offers a more secure and user-empowered alternative to the centralized systems that currently dominate the internet. This episode is a must-listen for business enthusiasts eager to gain insights into the future of technology, tech aficionados who stay at the forefront of the latest developments, and anyone concerned about their online data security. Join us as we explore the potential of a world where Google's influence is a thing of the past, paving the way for a more secure, decentralized digital future. Life After Google, The Fall of Big Data and the Rise of the Blockchain Economy. Introduction: Discover the Foundation of Tomorrow's Internet. The digital landscape we navigate daily has been largely sculpted by Google, a beacon of innovation that turned into a juggernaut shaping our online interactions. Over two decades, Google has morphed from a simple search engine into a massive entity that's woven into the fabric of the internet, even earning the distinction of being used as a verb. Yet this intricate tapestry of big data, powered by seemingly endless free access, prompts us to question if it's as beneficial as we're led to believe. Moreover, doubts arise about Google's ability to securely manage the vast amounts of personal data it accumulates, casting shadows on its future dominance in the digital realm. As the sun potentially sets on Google's empire, a new dawn beckons with the rise of cryptographic technologies, namely cryptocurrencies, the blockchain, and Bitcoin. These innovations offer a glimpse into a future where the focus on data security could redefine the internet as we know it. This narrative unfolds the intricate world that Google has crafted, scrutinizing its sustainability and paving the way to understand how the emerging cryptocosm is setting the stage for a seismic shift in our digital lives. You're about to embark on a journey that reveals the concept of a siren server and its implications, the reasons why the menace of artificial intelligence might not be as impending as feared, and the enigmatic figure of Satoshi Nakamoto, the known unknown behind Bitcoin. Join us as we unravel the blueprints of a future internet, one where security and decentralization promise a new chapter in the saga of our digital existence. Part 1: Google's Digital Empire, built on big data and ads. But at what cost? In today's digital age, information is the new gold, and no one has mined this resource quite like Google. At the heart of our modern system of the world, the composite of ideas driving our society's technology and institutions, stands Google, with its revolutionary approach to knowledge and value driven by big data and advertising revenue. This framework has not only shaped our access to information, but the very fabric of our digital interactions. Google's model for accumulating knowledge diverges from the incremental, build upon the past approach. Instead, it dreams of aggregating all the world's information into the cloud, analyzing it with powerful algorithms to distill new insights. From the vast expanses of the internet to the intricacies of books, languages, maps, and even human faces, Google's ambition to catalog the digital reflection of the real world knows no bounds. In this quest, the concept of privacy appears less as a right and more as a hindrance. When it comes to understanding Google's economic engine, advertising takes center stage, generating 95% of the company's revenue. Users pay not with currency, but with something arguably more precious in today's fast-paced world: their attention and time. Despite the general aversion to ads, Google has mastered the art of camouflage, weaving sponsored links seamlessly into search results to minimize disruption to the user experience. Supporting this colossal digital infrastructure is Google's data center near the Dalles, Oregon, a technological behemoth housing 75,000 servers. These servers not only fuel 3.5 billion daily searches, but also empower Google's suite of web services, from Gmail to Google Docs, redefining the benchmarks for success in the tech domain. The prevailing wisdom suggests that more storage and faster processing equate to superior technology. Yet, Jaron Lanier, heralded as the father of virtual reality, casts a wary eye on this model, dubbing these vast data centers siren servers. Lanier invokes the Greek myth of sailors seduced to their doom by the enchanting sirens to question whether these digital fortresses may lead tech giants like Google toward unforeseen downfalls. As we stand at the crossroads of digital innovation and societal impact, one must ponder: is Google's relentless pursuit of information and advertising dominance charting a course toward unparalleled success? Or is it perhaps steering us toward a more cautionary tale? Part 2: The Myth of the Rogue AI. Why Big Data Won't Lead to Our Downfall. In the crisp air of Monterey Bay, California, in January 2017, a clandestine meeting convened, drawing titans like Google's Larry Page from the high-tech valleys of Silicon Valley. Their agenda was laden with future-forward discussions on the potential perils of artificial intelligence, AI, a topic simmering with public intrigue and apprehension. But there was an intriguing paradox at the heart of the gathering. Many attendees were themselves at the forefront of AI development in Silicon Valley. Why, then, would they spotlight the very dangers of the technologies they champion? This circle of tech vanguards operates under a belief that an AI-powered tomorrow is not just likely, but inevitable. Their rationale is propelled by a mix of resignation and responsibility. If they don't steer the ship, someone else will. And who better to navigate potential hazards than those who know the waters best? Yet before we succumb to visions of an AI apocalypse, a detour into the annals of mathematics offers a grounding perspective. Picture the scene in 1930s Königsberg, where David Hilbert stood before his peers, proclaiming the future of science as a neatly packaged mathematical utopia, a realm where every question was answerable, every mystery solvable. But alongside Hilbert's grand vision lurked the quiet upheaval brought forth by Kurt Gödel. Gödel unveiled a profound limitation. No system, mathematical or otherwise, could ever be entirely complete. Every logical framework, Gödel argued, hinges on foundational assumptions that stand unprovable within the system itself. Embryonic gaps that human creativity has historically filled by fashioning new paradigms from the outside in. This philosophical conundrum unveils the Achilles heel of the dread surrounding AI. For AI to morph into the sovereign entity of Silicon Valley's nightmares, it would need to become a self-sufficient, self-teaching colossus, unfettered by human influence, a complete system in every sense. Yet, Gödel's revelation whispers a reassurance across the decades. Logical systems, AI included, are intrinsically incomplete. They derive their essence from external inputs, in this case, the guiding hand of human programmers. The specter of a rogue AI, self-awakened and rampant, dissolves under scrutiny, revealing itself as the projection of collective anxieties tethered to our own intellect and creations. In light of Gödel's insights, the fears of an AI overlord appear less as prophecies of doom and more as reflections of our complex relationship with the tools and technologies we birth into the world. While vigilance in the age of AI is prudent, it is equally vital to understand that the narrative of a tyrannical, self-propelling AI is woven from misunderstandings of both technology and our role within its evolutionary arc. Part 3. Charting New Courses: How Academic Innovation Can Shape the Future. In a world where technological advancements are reshaping our daily lives and the very fabric of society, some academic institutions are taking bold steps to align themselves with the future. A striking example emerged in 2013 when the Universidad Francisco Marroquín in Guatemala made headlines as the first university in the Americas to accept Bitcoin for tuition payments. This pioneering decision underscores how some educational entities are not just keeping pace with progress, but are actively seeking to integrate innovative practices into their frameworks. Contrastingly, many American universities appear mired in conventional approaches, often prioritizing reactive measures over fostering genuine innovation. Take Harvard University, which has enacted several measures aimed at combating climate change, such as disassociating from fossil fuels. While environmentally commendable, this focus often emphasizes stopping negative patterns rather than cultivating a mindset of creativity and solution-oriented thinking in students. The scenario at George Washington University further illustrates a troubling trend where the emphasis seems to shift from educational excellence to institutional prestige. During Steven Trachtenberg's 20-year tenure as president, tuition fees soared from $27,000 to nearly $60,000, with questionable impacts on the quality of education. Trachtenberg's implication that a degree from the university serves as a trophy highlights a growing concern over the value proposition of traditional academic pathways. Amid these narratives, the Thiel Foundation emerges as a beacon of innovation within the academic landscape. Founded by entrepreneur Peter Thiel, the foundation has introduced the Thiel Fellowship, a grant extending $100,000 to young visionaries under 20 years old, urging them to step away from conventional educational pathways and instead dive headfirst into pioneering their projects. This initiative champions the dream of nurturing the next generation of entrepreneurs and trailblazers rather than traditional academics. Under the leadership of Danielle Strachman and Mike Gibson, the foundation has further evolved. This duo launched the 1517 Fund in 2015, investing in Thiel Fellows and other youthful innovators, continuing the mission of fostering unconventional breakthroughs in technology and business. The fund's name, inspired by Martin Luther's pivotal act in 1517 that sparked the Reformation, symbolizes a challenge to the status quo in education, advocating for a system that truly enables progress and scientific discovery. Success stories from the Thiel Fellowship abound, with recipients like Austin Russell's Luminar, which contributes vital technology for self-driving cars, and Vitalik Buterin's involvement in the revolutionary blockchain platform Ethereum, underscoring the tangible impact of fostering innovation outside traditional academic confines. As we contemplate the future of education in an era ripe with technological promise, these examples offer compelling arguments for rethinking how we cultivate talent and innovation. By daring to embrace and integrate new paradigms, academic institutions have the potential not just to adapt to the future, but to actively shape it. Part 4. A Revolutionary Leap: How Bitcoin and Blockchain Are Securing the Digital Age. In the autumn of 2008, the digital world was introduced to a groundbreaking concept by an enigmatic figure known as Satoshi Nakamoto: the invention of Bitcoin, the first cryptocurrency, heralding a seismic shift in our approach to online security and establishing a new paradigm dubbed the cryptocosm. The essence of the cryptocosm lies in the decentralization of personal data, a departure from the traditional model of storing information in a centralized and thus vulnerable hub. Instead, it adopts a user-centric approach where each individual holds their data. This is facilitated by a dual-key system involving a public key used for encrypting messages that only the corresponding private key, held exclusively by the recipient, can decrypt. This mechanism ensures that messages can be securely sent and received, with the added benefit of a digital signature generated by the private key, vouching for the sender's identity without compromising their personal information. At the core of Bitcoin and its underlying technology, blockchain, is this principle of secure and verifiable transactions. Approximately every 10 minutes, a new block is forged, encapsulating the latest Bitcoin transactions along with their digital signatures and a timestamp. The process of creating this timestamp, known as mining, involves solving a complex algorithmic problem that requires substantial computational resources. Successful mining not only validates the block's creation, but also generates new Bitcoins as a reward, embedding trust and security within the system. The unfalsifiable nature of the timestamps, ensured by the collective verification of numerous computers, underpins the trustworthiness and invulnerability of the information contained within each block. As these blocks are chronologically linked in the blockchain, every transaction is accessible and transparent, traceable back to its origin. This chain of blocks, with each bearing a unique identifier or fingerprint, renders the ledger nearly impervious to tampering. Altering information in a single block would necessitate revisions across all preceding blocks, a Herculean task that guarantees the ledger's integrity. This unparalleled level of security and transparency has not gone unnoticed by the business world, with many organizations eagerly exploring the potentials of blockchain technology. What began as an obscure concept with Bitcoin has blossomed into a beacon of secure, decentralized transactions, marking a pivotal moment in our journey through the digital age. As we stand on the brink of this revolution, the promise of a safer, more secure online world beckons, inviting us to reimagine the possibilities of digital interaction and exchange. Part 5: Blockchain Innovations, Pioneering Ventures Beyond Bitcoin. The world of blockchain technology extends far beyond the pioneering cryptocurrency, Bitcoin. While the mystery of Satoshi Nakamoto's true identity persists, with figures like Australian Craig Stephen Wright making unconvincing claims to the name, the blockchain movement continues to evolve, propelled by new visionaries and innovative applications. One such disruptor is the young visionary Vitalik Buterin, who, rather than dwelling on the controversies surrounding Bitcoin's origins, has propelled forward with his creation, Ethereum. Launched in 2015, Ethereum extends the possibilities of blockchain beyond mere currencies to the realm of smart contracts. These digital contracts automate the exchange of assets, from currencies to shares, directly and securely between parties, with the blockchain acting as an impartial enforcer. The flexibility and security ushered in by Ethereum provided a much-needed innovation, enabling a new generation of entrepreneurs to bypass regulatory hurdles that had previously stymied tech investments. With its native cryptocurrency, Ether, boasting a market cap nearing $60 billion as of May 2018, Ethereum has positioned itself as a formidable presence in the blockchain domain. Yet, comparing Ethereum and Bitcoin, as noted by blockchain scholar Andreas Antonopoulos, is akin to juxtaposing a lion and a shark. Each excels in its own environment, serving distinct but complementary roles in the burgeoning ecosystem of digital currencies and applications. Parallel to Ethereum's ascent, another blockchain endeavor, Blockstack, helmed by computer scientist Muneeb Ali, is reimagining the internet's foundational structures. Blockstack aspires to create a decentralized network for a new breed of blockchain-powered applications. This platform combines a foundational blockchain layer, the monolith, with a user-facing metaverse. This dual structure enables developers to craft secure, user-centric applications, empowering individuals with ownership and control over their digital identities and data. Both Ethereum and Blockstack embody the transformative potential of blockchain technology, extending its utility beyond a secure ledger for transactions to a foundation for a new, decentralized internet. These ventures are not just technological feats, They're part of a broader movement to reclaim privacy, security, and autonomy in the digital age. Providing a counter-narrative to the centralized control exemplified by tech giants like Google. As these technologies mature, they signal a shift towards a more secure, user-driven digital landscape, where power is distributed across a network of informed and empowered individuals. Part 6. The New Dawn of Hardware, Pioneering the Future Beyond the Cloud. The relentless march of technology, guided by principles such as Moore's Law and Bell's Law, has consistently heralded new eras in computing. As we stand on the cusp of a new decade, the winds of change whisper of a resurgence in hardware manufacturing, challenging the cloud-centric paradigms championed by giants like Google. Silicon Valley, once the heartland of chip manufacturing, a legacy captured in its very name, is witnessing a renaissance of hardware innovation. Among the torchbearers of this revival is NVIDIA, with their chief scientist, Bill Daly, steering efforts toward the development of more efficient, cooler chips. These innovations pivot away from the energy-intensive designs of the past, leveraging advancements in cheaper circuitry to embrace parallel processing systems. Such systems, capable of handling multiple tasks simultaneously with grace and efficiency, are not just an upgrade. They're a necessity for the next wave of technological breakthroughs, including the critical domain of self-driving vehicles. Meanwhile, the traditional bastions of the information age remain entangled in their quest for ever more powerful processing capabilities to sustain their sprawling server networks. This pursuit, however, hits the boundaries of practicality, revealing the limits of a centralized cloud-based infrastructure. Enter Golem, an audacious startup sculpted from the ethos of the Ethereum blockchain platform. Golem proposes an innovative model described as an Airbnb for computers, leveraging idle processing power across a network of individual computers to forge a virtual supercomputer. This decentralized behemoth democratizes access to processing capabilities, enabling tasks that once demanded prohibitively expensive resources, like high-end computer graphics rendering, to be executed at a fraction of the cost and without reliance on massive server farms. This paradigm shift, powered by blockchain technology, not only dismantles the economic barriers erected by centralized database behemoths, but also fortifies the security and autonomy of individual users. As this technology matures, it beckons a future where computing power is both ubiquitous and accessible, untethered from the costly and energy-intensive infrastructure that has dominated the landscape. As the digital world teeters on the brink of this hardware renaissance, questions linger about the implications for cloud technology and the traditional powerhouses that sustain it. Yet one thing is clear: the wave of innovation rippling through Silicon Valley hints at a future where the decentralization and democratization of computing resources reshape what's possible, ushering in an age of enhanced security, efficiency, and technological freedom. Part 7. The Quest for a New Gold Standard, Bitcoin's Bold Experiment. In the quest for economic stability, the concept of anchoring currency value to a tangible standard has roots deep in history, most notably through the gold standard set by Isaac Newton in the 18th century. For nearly two centuries, the world's currencies found their measure in gold, a metal prized not only for its resistance to corrosion and predictable supply, but also for its ability to serve as a reliable benchmark against the volatile tides of exchange and interest rates. However, this system was eventually abandoned, leaving currency values at the mercy of market forces. Enter the figure of Satoshi Nakamoto, who, in the wake of the 2008 financial crisis, introduced Bitcoin with the ambition of it becoming the digital era's gold standard. Nakamoto's vision was to engineer a cryptocurrency that mirrored the scarcity and stability characteristics of gold. To achieve this, he embedded in Bitcoin a mining algorithm designed to increase in complexity over time, mirroring the diminishing accessibility of new gold reserves. Moreover, Nakamoto placed a finite cap on the total supply of bitcoins at 21 million, implementing a halving mechanism for mineable quantities to mimic the gradual increase in gold extraction difficulty. This structure was intended to ensure the steady and predictable availability of Bitcoin, hoping to lay the foundation for a stable currency standard for the digital age. Yet, the journey of Bitcoin towards becoming a modern gold standard is fraught with challenges. As pointed out by economics blogger Mike Kendall, Bitcoin's inherent nature as a token of exchange, and a highly volatile one at that, undercuts its potential to serve as a stable economic yardstick. Given its fixed supply, Bitcoin's value is susceptible to dramatic fluctuations in response to changes in demand, as evidenced by its price roller coaster between 2017 and 2018. This volatility raises questions about Bitcoin's suitability as a reliable standard akin to gold, suggesting that while Nakamoto's technological innovation in the form of blockchain and cryptocurrency is groundbreaking, its application to economic stability may have overlooked the complexities of real-world economics. As we navigate through the evolving landscape of the cryptocosm, the onus falls on new cryptocurrencies and blockchain applications to address the shortcomings of Bitcoin's model. The path to a true digital equivalent of the gold standard is complex, requiring not just technological ingenuity, but also a nuanced understanding of economics. In this journey, the promise of blockchain extends beyond challenging the dominance of tech giants like Google, inviting us to reimagine the foundations of economic stability and currency in the digital age. Final summary. In the vast digital expanse we navigate daily, Google has long stood as a towering figure, shaping our online experiences and holding sway over vast oceans of data. Yet, as we delve deeper into the complexities of digital privacy and security, the monolithic dominance of Google appears to be approaching a crossroads. Enter the realm of the cryptocosm and the innovative technology of blockchain, heralding an era that challenges conventional paradigms and reimagines the digital landscape. The heart of this transformation lies in the decentralization of data, a move away from the centralized repositories that have characterized the internet under Google's stewardship. In this emerging cryptocosm, blockchain technology provides the cornerstone for a radically different approach to online security and data management, offering a secure, transparent mechanism for transactions and data exchange. Blockchain stands as a beacon of potential for safeguarding individual privacy and empowering users. Nevertheless, the path towards this new digital dawn is fraught with challenges and misconceptions, particularly regarding the nature and implications of cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin. While Bitcoin introduced the world to the possibilities inherent in blockchain, its journey towards becoming a new standard akin to gold exposes the intricate dance between technological innovation and economic stability. As we stand on the brink of reshaping the digital order, the fate of giants like Google and the rise of decentralized technologies present a compelling narrative. The cryptocosm, buttressed by the principles of blockchain, invites us to envision a future where progress, security, and personal autonomy are not mutually exclusive, but are intertwined facets of our digital existence. In essence, our journey through the evolving digital landscape suggests that the very foundations of online interaction, commerce, and data stewardship are up for redefinition. As blockchain and its progeny continue to unfold, we are beckoned towards a horizon where the cluttered systems of the past give way to a more secure, transparent, and user-centric internet, a promising vista beyond Google's domain. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.